In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. For more details, see the episode description.
Q-Code presents Ad Lucem, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. Created by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Episode 3. The Tapes.
Okay. Hello. 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 My name is Miranda Skoll. The date is Tuesday, April 15th, 2020. This is session 23 to track progress on projectable haptics and sensory manipulation for AR. I am in my junior year at Yale, but I'm currently in Cape Cod. Well, Martha's Vineyard, really. I left New Haven last week. The campus shut down for quarantine for the COVID-19 virus, and I don't know when classes will resume, but, yeah?
Hey, I'm throwing a sandwich together. You want one?
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you, though.
You know, with the storm coming in, I sent Layla home. I didn't want to risk her not being able to get off the island, you know, to
right.
See her kids.
Yeah.
You think you can handle being alone with me for a few days?
I mean, should I be worried?
I mean, I have zero cooking skills, but I do make up for it with a mean game of backgammon.
Ah, okay. Well, that I can handle, actually.
Okay.
What can I do to help, though? Maybe a grocery run or...
Yeah, sure. Stop and Shops are all on the other side of the island, though, so I can drive you or you can take the car.
Which one?
Whichever one you like.
Okay.
Keys are all in the back door. But let me know if you change your mind about that sandwich. Oh, here's some cash for you.
Oh, Mr. Lombard, that's way too much.
Oh, come on, definitely. You're my guest. And call me Vincent. Unless you want me to call you Miss Cold.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Vincent, for letting me stay here, really.
No problem. Okay.
Oh, shit. Shit. Where was I? Yeah. End of session.
Hello, welcome home to the Rogues. My name is Brianna. How may I direct your call?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great. I didn't know if I had service. My name's Miranda Skoll. I'm the daughter of Henrik Skoll.
Henry?
Henrik.
Henrik, okay. He's...
Yep, room 409?
Yeah, I got it. I'll put you through. Next time you can just call his extension.
Oh, I don't have that number, actually. If you...
Hiya. You've reached the voicemail of Henrik Skoll. You can leave him a message here, or if you want him to get that message, give a call to his wife, Lady Di, at 71.
Bitch. Stop.
When somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total And that's the way it's got
to
be.
President Trump has declared a state of emergency, but is still leaving it up to local and state governments to determine the rules and regulations of quarantine, leaving many people
It's like the
at
apocalypse
risk.
Out there. There's no toilet paper, like, on the entire island.
Well, that's hardly apocalyptic.
People are losing their minds. Do you have an emergency water supply?
Come on, we're fine. People are totally overreacting. It's just the flu, you know? I mean, not even. More people die from the flu each year. I mean, it's just more fear-mongering from the left.
I got what I could. Here's your change.
Oh, no. Come on, keep it. Hey, salt and vinegar. How did you know?
Great minds.
So have you talked to your father yet?
No, I actually haven't been able to reach him.
Well, just call Dive. She should be able to reach him for you.
Well, I'm going to head back up to my room in case, unless, do you need anything?
What you doing back there anyway?
Oh, just working.
I thought classes were suspended.
Yeah, they are.
So, what's the work you're doing?
It's actually something of my own.
Oh, smart girl. Keep doing your own thing. You know, I dropped out of college when I was your age. Got everything I needed, struck out early.
What was that?
What?
What did you get that you needed?
Connections, like your mother?
Stepmother.
Yeah, right. Connections. I mean, that's all school's good for, really. Other than that, you're wasting your time and money. So when can I see this something of your own?
Soon.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that, Skull.
Okay.
So brief respite ahead in the rains over the next few days, but this storm is on its way across the Atlantic, likely to make landfall this weekend.
Please don't pick up.
Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Hello, Diana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you treating Mr. Lombard? You staying out of his way?
Yes.
Good. He's a very important man. He doesn't need you bothering him or asking for things.
I'm not asking
for... Do not ask him for money. Please. If you need money, you just ask us. Is that why you're calling?
No. I want to talk to my dad.
Don't get snippy with me. Did you try the Oaks? If you want to talk to him, try the Oaks.
He never picks up.
Well, is that my fault?
I just want... Are you going to visit him anytime soon? Can you FaceTime me so I can see him?
No, I cannot.
What do you mean, no, you can't? What?
Miranda, have you seen the news?
Yes, I have.
Well, then you should know that no one is allowed to visit him.
Wait, what? But
it's nationwide for his protection. For everyone's protection.
Diana, he needs to see people. He needs to see you and Mikkel, or he's going to get worse.
Are you trying to make me risk getting your father sick and dying?
No, of course not, but we can't
River Oaks has an incredible staff.
This isn't about how good their staff is. This is about his mental degradation, which has expedited since you put him in there.
Okay, let me ask you, Dr. Miranda, what do you want me to do?
Find a way to see him. He needs to see someone he knows, like his wife, to show him the photos of us and my mom. Mom,
you know how I feel about that.
Oh my God! Put your pettiness aside for 1 second. She's been dead for 10 years. He's not gonna leave you. He probably can't even leave his fucking bed since
that
prison you put him in.
You ungrateful little shit! What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I don't want him to get worse.
Well, then you shouldn't have left him to go to school, should you? Listen to me. You can't see him. No one can. And I certainly don't want to see you, all right? So you just stay out there with Vincent. Understand?
Yes.
Stop being a little girl, Miranda. Time to be a woman.
Yes, ma'am.
Try the Oaks again. Sometimes they can hold the phone for him.
Today is Thursday, April 17th, 2020, session 24, tracking progress on projectable haptics and sensory manipulation for AR. The issue I keep running into with the suit is the flow of air through the capillaries. Inflation and deflation of air give me the sensation of pressure, but not the weight. However, were I to design the capillaries to flow with a weighted substance, like water, the suit would weigh 70 pounds more than it already does, which is never going to fucking work, and this is all bullshit anyway. Yeah? Yes?
Hey.
Hi.
Sun came out. Want to stretch your legs?
I should keep working.
You should keep working.
Come on. Take a break with me. You can come back in an hour or so and pick that whatever it is.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a haptic suit.
A what? What does it do?
Well, you put it on and...
Oh, who could fit into that thing besides you?
Oh, no, it stretches. It fits larger bodies.
Calling me fat skull?
No, I just...
Nah, I'm fucking with you. I am fat.
No, this is just a crude prototype.
Uh-huh. For what exactly?
Well, the suit has 400 tracks that run along the body like veins. Like nerves, actually. And there are corresponding gloves covered in sensors. And when the sensor from the gloves crosses the air projection of the suit, it creates a sense...
Whoa. Just wait. Go back. Start simpler.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So wearable haptics for AR projection is...
No, but start again. What's haptics? What's AR projection?
Haptic technology is kinesthetic communication. This suit stimulates via projection.
You've lost me, honey.
I'm really bad at this pitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nerds usually are.
Ouch.
That's why you need salesmen like me, right? I don't really care how it works, so just tell me what it does.
I thought I just did.
Look, you want to sell this one day, right?
Yes.
All right, then. Just relax. Pretend I'm one of your girlfriends.
I don't have any girlfriends. Or friends, really.
Yeah, well, me neither. None that aren't on my payroll, anyway.
And what about Lady Di?
Well, I'm just a piggy bank to your stepmother. Okay, look, back to the pitch. Let's say... You and I are friends, and don't try to impress me. Just talk to me.
Okay. Where's your phone?
In my pocket.
Right. Are you ever without it?
No, I am not.
Same with me. It's like an extension of my arm.
Right. So we're addicted.
Right. And so is everyone else. Our phones keep us addicted by giving us little hits of dopamine throughout the day. Mm-hmm. New emails coming in, likes, notifications, all the time. That's what keeps us checking our screens. Mm-hmm. But you know what else floods our brain with dopamine?
What?
Touch. May I?
Sure.
Okay. When I touch your arm, like this, mm-hmm. your brain floods with dopamine. You feel good and happy, just like that hit that comes from an email. Mm. But you know what touch releases that your phone cannot? Oxytocin, the hormone that makes us trust. It makes mothers bond with their babies. It makes us fall in love. You can't get that from a phone.
So you're selling touch?
Projected touch.
How do you touch a projection?
Here.
What?
You can put them on.
Okay, glasses?
Graphic lenses, but oh, whatever. Right. Would you put them on?
Sure.
Okay. All right, what should we do? Do you play the piano?
Well, barely. I mean, I took lessons when I was a kid. I think Ode to Joy might be stuck somewhere in my brain.
Great. Put your hands on the desk.
Okay. Whoa, hey, look at that. It's like the piano from Tron. Wow, how does it do that?
The lenses project a laser field in front of you. And with the piano program, the field is in the shape of a keyboard. When it senses your finger obstructing a point in the field, it registers you hitting a key.
Huh. Hey, I still got it, right?
Right now, the field is a piano, but I'm working on something much bigger. If you wear the suit and I wear the glasses and gloves, I see your body projected like the piano. And when I touch a part of your projection, the haptic suit you're wearing will respond.
But what do I feel?
Everything, anything. The same thing, hopefully, as me touching your arm. Just as many nerves stimulated and just as many hormones released. Imagine an athlete being coached anywhere in the world by the best coaches money can buy, or a doctor caring for an infected patient without fear of contamination. I mean, you could hold a friend from anywhere.
You don't have any of those, though, remember?
Right. No, I mean, one could hold a friend.
Who would you hold exactly?
My dad.
There. That's the pitch, right there. You play?
I used to, yeah.
Here. Beautiful.
Who would you hold?
Walk with me while we still have some sunshine.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, The Conspiracy Tapes.
Ah, you have to teach me.
All right. You savor the next bottle.
Okay.
All right, here, taste, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I am garbage at this, by the way.
Taste. Come on, taste. Come on.
Pears?
Great. Another. What? Go on.
Acid?
Oh, come on. It's champagne. You can do better than that. Of course it's acidic. Let's go.
Honey blossoms. That's a thing.
Honey blossoms, lady. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is a honey blossom?
I think I'm drunk.
There she is.
What?
But you are such a slow drinker. I was just
pulsing.
No. What? You think you don't know shit about champagne? I don't know shit about champagne.
Oh.
But you took an hour to get through just the first two glasses, for crying out loud. Whoa. Hey.
Oh, God. Is that the power?
It's all right. It's all right. Wait. Shh. It's all right. Generator will kick. Don't like the dark, do you?
We had a lot of tornadoes growing up.
Oh, wow. Never seen one. What's that like?
Like waking up to a nightmare. The sirens would go off wailing in the middle of the night. My parents would grab us out of bed, push us outside, still half asleep. The wind was so strong. It would whip my nightgown against my legs like tissue paper. There's nothing. Like I was nothing. Like I could just be blown away. And it was cold, but the air smelled like it was burning. There was a lock on the cellar door, and one time, my father's hands were shaking so bad he couldn't open it. We couldn't get in, and I could feel it coming.
How close did it get?
Close. Really close. My mom finally grabbed the keys from him, opened it herself. It was so dark. I couldn't see anything. But for hours, the doors rattled on their hinges like a monster trying to get in. And I saw my father's face. It was the only time I ever saw him scared, other than when my mom died.
Well, we all get scared sometimes. Even fathers.
Do you have kids?
Was there a lot of damage?
There was, yeah. But we were fine. Our neighbor's house was completely destroyed, but for us, not even a broken window.
Wow, lucky.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I didn't think it was luck.
Ah, what did you think it was?
I thought it was something we did, maybe, and because we were good people.
And your neighbors weren't?
No, I just couldn't believe it was random. That something that horrible could happen to someone who didn't deserve it in some way.
Huh. Bad things happen to good people all the time, Skull.
I'm sorry if I... How about we open another bottle?
No. I don't think so. I'm gonna call it a night.
Vincent, I'm sorry if I said something.
No, you're fine. You're fine. But you're wrong. When a monster comes to your door, it doesn't care what kind of person you are.
Good morning, Henrik Skoll's room.
Hello, hi, good morning. Thank you for picking up. My name's Miranda Skoll. May I please speak to Henrik?
Mr. Skoll, Miranda is on the phone.
Who?
I'm his daughter, Miranda. Can you tell
Miranda,
him his daughter
would you
is...
Would like to speak with you?
Anna?
Your daughter? Here you go, Miss Skoll.
Thank you, thanks. Hi, Papa, it's Miranda.
Oh, hi, Miranda. Hello, sweetheart.
Hi.
I thought you said Anna. I got confused.
No, Papa, just me. Hi.
What do you mean, just me? It's my baby girl. How's school? You still the smartest girl in the room?
Oh, there's a lot of people smarter than me, but I'm not at school right now. The dorm's closed down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's why I haven't been able to see you. I wanted to come to Texas, but you aren't allowed any visitors.
Well. You're busy. I get it.
Vincent says hello. I'm staying with him until I see you again.
Who?
Vincent Lombard, Di's friend from UT.
Lombard? That lion sack of...
No, Papa. I've been staying with him. He's been really, really kind.
Well, you stay away from him, all right? He's bad people.
What?
What, sweetie?
Mr. Lombard? You said Mr. Lombard's bad?
Well, I don't know what you mean. My hearing is not so good. It's sort of gone.
How are you feeling?
Well, good, sweetheart. The back's been killing me, but doesn't stop me from playing golf.
Oh, yeah? They're letting you play a couple holes? That's good.
Well, I'm not as good as I used to be.
Well, maybe we play when I come out?
When?
Soon, I hope. Once it's safe to fly and they lift this stay-at-home order, I'm there.
You don't have to rush home to see me. Just keep your head focused on school.
That's what I wanted to tell you about. The prototype I've been working on. Once I build it and get it to you, not only could we talk face to face, but you could feel me. Right there next to you. I could hold your hand, even come golfing with you from far away.
What do your professors say? Still the smartest girl in the room?
I'm not at school right now.
How come? What happened?
Nothing. Just a break.
Oh, good. Well, I gotta go, sweetheart. It's good to hear from you. Just keep your head focused on school.
Thanks, Papa. I miss you.
Well, I miss you too, baby. Can't wait to see you. You tell your mama I'll be home before dinner, all right?
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. This is Saturday, April 19th, 2020. Session 25, Tracking Progress on Projectable Haptics and Sensory Manipulation for AR. I have asked Vincent Lombard to be my...
Your guinea pig?
to help me get a more accurate description of what the suit feels like.
Well, I feel like a sausage.
Well, one day it will just be a little patch that you can place over your temple.
Now that I can get behind.
Oh, one last thing.
What are those, pantyhose?
They're tights. Could you cover your eyes? Because I need a blind test.
Are they clean?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, now I'm putting on the gloves and the glasses. I'm going to turn on the suit. You might feel a little pressure.
Whoa!
Oh, and heat. Sorry. It's actually flushing out the tubes. I'll crack open the window. Okay. The suit is on, and I see each of your joints are marked and active.
How do I look?
Binary. Bunch of ones and zeros. Here we go.
Oh, good Lord. That's... Oh, that is wild.
Could you be a little more descriptive?
Yeah, all right. Sorry. I feel you. Well, I mean, it feels like you're holding my wrist. Now my hand. This is unbelievable. It really feels like you're holding my hand.
Oh, leave the blindfold on, please.
So now you are... Now you're lightly touching my knee, tapping on my shoulder, pressing down on the tops of my shoulders now. Ooh, dragging your fingernails down my back. Now you're holding me, hugging me from behind. Wait, how are you? God. Oh, it feels warm, too, where your arm should be. Keep going.
Sorry?
Just touch me.
I think we should stop.
Oh, come on, Miranda. Don't play coy.
I'm not.
You've been teasing me all week with this little routine. Come on.
You know, thank you for doing this. You've been so helpful, and I've actually got everything that
little scientist wants to experiment on me, huh?
No, I have a lot. Thank you. I actually, it's...
You want me to tell you how it feels?
I'm sorry if I, I'm sorry.
You want to play around with me?
Vincent...
Sold, sweetheart.
Please stop.
Don't fight me. Do not fight me.
Ah! No.
I'm not going to hurt you, okay? I will never hurt you. Say it. Say it.
You'll never hurt me.
This is it, Skull. You said it yourself. Touch. Trust. Love. This is what we all want, right?
Yes.
Yes. Turn it off.
This is not a session. I'm not going to work on any more sessions or work on the suit. It's April 25th or 6th. I really don't know. When this quarantine ends, I want to. I want to see my dad. He's sick. They moved him to a hospital yesterday, but the airlines still aren't running. I'm sorry, Papa. I miss you.
Miranda? Miranda, open the door. Miranda!
Ad Lusum stars Chris Pine as Dominic, Olivia Wilde as Miranda, Troyan Belisario as Phil, with Clancy Brown as Vincent. Additional performances by Amy Kale Peterson, Edie Patterson, Dan O'Connor, Brendan Hines, Amanda Walsh, Robert Pine, Bobber Pirzada. Written by Troyan Belisario. Story editor Ian Gottler. Directed by Troyan Belisario. Executive produced by Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, Ian Gottler, Troyan Belisario, Joshua Close, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Lawrence Zanelli, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, and Nick Panama. Original music by Ian Arbor and Tom Ryan. Edited by Stephen Blevins. Sound design by Dmytro Kinyazhchenko and Noah Kowalski. Mixed by Zach Jurich. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev, Neely Oftring, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashor. Additional editing by Parisa Kazemi. Assistant editor Aaron Kennedy. Dialogue supervision by Noah Kowalski. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Beth Ann Morgan. Production coordinators Tom Breck and Alex Buda. Salt Head of Creative Jordan Galvin. Salt Head of Post Production Robert Adler. Salt Head of Production Liz LeMay. Salt Post Production Supervisor Ali Honore. Q Code Head of Editing Neely Oftring. Q Code Head of Mixing Ben Milchev. Production Legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production Accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Robert Baker and Xinyin Yu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Ad Lusum is a Q-Code, Barry Lyndon Motion Pictures, and SALT production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking betrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade and all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.